John's gospel, we have Jesus walking by John the Baptizer. And the baptizer looks up and says, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." And I'm not sure when the baptizer said that, people really thought too much about it. And it is the same proclamation we make when we get ready to receive the Eucharist, when the priest holds up the body of Christ, and he makes that same proclamation. "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those who are called to the supper of the Lamb." And in both cases, as I said, I'm not sure that we really get the intention of that proclamation. But something happened in between those. Between John saying that Jesus was the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, and us repeating that at the Eucharist. And that something was Good Friday. Because we heard John say it, and I don't think it had a huge effect on the people at that time. And we say it as well, but it's more of a theological thing. It's not a visceral response by any stretch of the imagination. And yet today we come together and we make that same proclamation as we look at that cross. And it's very different. Very different. "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. This is not a theological statement by John. This is not a statement that we make when we look at a piece of bread. And I'm not diminishing the real presence of Jesus by any stretch of the imagination. But it doesn't have nearly the effect on us that it has when we look at that cross and today we make that proclamation. Because that is precisely what the baptizer was talking about. That's precisely what we say when we prepare to receive the Eucharist. "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." This is a human being like us in all things but sin. A human being that suffered immensely. And we can't even really begin to appreciate the physical sufferings. But also not just the physical sufferings, but sort of those mental sufferings as well. Where he looked out and in the past X number of hours, one of his own betrayed him, sold him off for some money. And the person that he had chosen to be the leader of his apostles denied him not once, not twice, but three times. And he's hanging there on the cross. And where are all of his followers? Nowhere to be found. He's hanging on the cross, and he looks at his 3 years of ministry, and he's wondering, what happened? I came to establish the kingdom, and here I am nailed to the cross. He cries out to the Father as if the Father has forsaken him. My God, why have you abandoned me? And so it's not just the physical suffering that Jesus goes through. It's that mental anguish as well, but whether it's physical, whether it's mental, it's for us. And I think that's one of the other mistakes we make. "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." We look at that idea, well, it's the world. And a lot of times when we're part of a bigger group, you know, somebody will say something, they'll say, well, now don't take this personally. Well, I tell you what, people, Jesus wants us to take this personally. He wants us to take this personally. Because it's not just about takes away the sins of the world. It's my sins. My sins. And so often when we just sort of subsume that in that big thing, we lose the implication of that. Wow, you know, we're part of the world, but he died on the cross to take away the sins of the world. No, he didn't. He died for my sins. I think each and every one of us here in this church today has to say that when we come up and we venerate the cross. It's not that nebulous they out there. It's me. He died for my sins. He suffered for me. Granted, when you put us all together, we equal the world or whatever it would be. But no, he did it for me. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away my sins, not just the sins of the world. Because when we realize that Jesus wants us to take this personally, that we really begin to appreciate the extraordinary sacrifice that he made for each and every one of us. Not just that nebulous, those people out there, not just the world, but each and every one of us by name. By name. He died on the cross for Jerome's sins. He died on the cross for Charles's sins. And we can go through this whole church today and substitute our name for my name, Father Charlie's. Because that's the reality that we're here today to celebrate. Not that nebulous they out there or the world. No, my sins. And Jesus wants us to take this personally. Because that's when we really begin to appreciate the extraordinary depth and implications of this celebration today. Of our Lord's passion, suffering, and death. He did it for me. And so as you approach the cross, as I said, when it comes time to venerate the cross, put your name in there. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away my sin.